kitchen, she'd set that at the end of that 8-foot table then to make it longer. A lot of times when we'd have a lot of hands there, Papa always, he wanted a big bunch. We'd need our cotton, old ho daddy wanted his old ho bunch. Go and just get lots of hands, and all of them loved to work for Mr. because he was good to them. He'd pay them whatever they thought their work was worth, and Mama put food to them.
Yes, ma'am.
I was talking to one of them poor old women here not long ago. Lordy heard me talking with her, named Annie. She's 92 now. And she said, oh, honey, I remember them good old dinners your Miss Frances used to cook. That's my mother, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Said, I was always so glad when Mr. John had come after us. And see, we just had to have big pans. And I learned to cook on what they call a home comfort range. It had 6 eyes and a big old reservoir to the side of it. It'd fill it full of water. I forgot how many buckets it would hold on the side where the firebox was. Then it had at the back a thing that went up there and 2 big places. You pull the door down, set your food up there, and it'd stay warm. You can cook a lot on a stove about that wide, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Eyes all on there. Did you ever cook on one of them, Lori?
I never did cook, period.
Your job was
until I was forced to do so. And that was after I was married.
And her oven was big thing, you know, and she bought the whole set of Papa bought it. Of pots and pans that was made for them stoves. We wore out 2 or 3 up there. I learned to cook on them when I was about 9 or 10 years old. And they were sold now by agents. And we bought one, and by the time it was about to wear out, the agent come through again, Papa bought another. And when about the time that it looked like it was about to give out, the agent come through and he bought another one. But they never bought them pots and pans. They come extra in big old pots, and they're big old white and blue padded enamel, and so heavy and thick. And then them big old biscuit pans just fit in her oven. And I want you to know we had to cook lots of biscuits at our house.
I imagine you did, with that big family. What kind of things did you make out of cornmeal?
Oh, we made good cornbread in different kinds. Sometimes we put them skillets on top of the stove, you know, and put a whole lot of grease in them, make up that good cornmeal, and pour it in there thin, you know, and let it cook on one side and turn it over on the other side. We called it hoe cakes. And then sometimes we'd mix it up with buttermilk, put eggs in it, and some baking powder and soda and some grease, stir it all up good, and have one of them big old pans in, just a lot of grease in it so it wouldn't stick nowhere. Pour it in there and bake it in the oven, and it'd rise up, you know. Mama could cook the best bread of that kind of anybody I ever saw.
Yes, ma'am. Did you ever hear of anything called a corn dodger?
Yeah. But I've never cooked nothing that's called corn dodgers. Do you know what they are, Lori?
I never. Well, I never heard anybody say they ate any of
them. Well, they're more like, I think, on the style of a... Oh, what is these things that fix to eat with fish? I can't think of nothing today.
Oh, those hush puppies.
Hush puppies.